way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello.
We're back, people.
Yeah, whether welcome.
Whether you want us to be or not, we're back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to welcome everyone.
Okay.
To another intriguing and insightful episode of
The Antisocial Isolation Podcast
with the lovely, incredibly talented Carol
and the
Joe.
Boring and obese Joe.
You're a jerk. Accurate, but still a jerk. Okay.
Yeah, we found out on Friday that our daughter loves our opening song.
Yes, she imparted to us that she fast forwards and
she
then cuts
the
episode
song.
Short.
Come on, get it together. It's a great song.
Right?
It's a great intro.
Not cool, man.
Oh my goodness.
At least she's listening.
Truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back for another episode.
We are.
What's been going on with you?
Since last episode?
Sure.
Okay.
That's usually the time frame.
What do we talk? Oh, what? Not that anybody really cares, but I know we talked about it. I finally found and bought a mountain bike.
You did.
I did. I tracked one down via the Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, you did.
Yes. And so I got one. And very honestly, it may technically be a kid's bike, but I'm short, so it works for me.
You're the size of most 11-year-olds. You're fine.
Yeah, sadly so, yes. So, I over the weekend, got it cleaned up, needed some tweaking because I wasn't, you know, this is just for messing around, so I wasn't going to drop a lot of money on it.
I needed to drop my handyman skills and take off the kickstand, which you wanted removed.
None of that junk. Get that off, though. That's extra weight.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Nope.
Plus, it's green, your favorite color.
Boom!
Perfect.
Yes.
Nice.
I was pretty excited. So, got it all cleaned up, fixed the brakes so they don't squeak anymore, and now I'm just going to take it out.
Yeah. Very
so,
cool.
Pretty exciting.
It is very exciting.
But
and Facebook, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, in Facebook Marketplace, you always got to do that pre-screen of the person selling it. You got to look at their profile. You got to see what they're, because there's some creepers out there. There's some weirdos.
And I think as a woman, you probably do that even more because, I mean, you know, you got to screen who you're going out there to meet. Because if you're going there by yourself, one, I try to avoid sketchy parts of town because that's, you know. And but then sketchy people as well.
Yeah, you don't know. I guess you just take an educated guess, see what their level of sketchiness is.
It is your own form of profiling, I guess. Yeah.
You're profiling people now? Is that what you're doing?
For my safety? Hell yeah.
Interesting.
But speaking of Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
Now there's a lot of stuff. People try to sell all kinds of crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you come across that is intriguing you so much?
It wasn't intriguing. I thought
creepy?
It was a little weird, I guess. So.
Go on.
So, like, being pregnant and childbirth and having children, that's all, like, really great.
You're pregnant?
What the
is
wrong with you?
Such great news.
Did you forget about the history?
Yeah, we both are
ago?
Fixed. We're good. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm good. Thanks.
Please continue.
So, like, that's, you know, that's a great thing. You know, I've had a couple kids. So, you know, it's a very lovely part of life.
Truth.
So, I was, you know, you flip through. Sometimes, you know, Facebook Marketplace likes to throw stuff in your feed randomly for some
In your feed and in your face.
Exactly. Well, this was a pregnancy belly cast.
Repeat that.
A pregnancy belly cast.
Like a paper mache kind of thing that goes over your pregnant belly?
Bingo! You can literally make a cast of your naked baby belly torso from, and I'm assuming it's some sort of paper mache plaster type substance.
Are the breasts included?
I suppose you could probably put this on anything.
I think
your body.
It would be pretty useless without including the breasts.
I think it's useless.
It is. That's really weird.
Because
that's so silly and strange. What the hell?
It is. It is. Yeah.
I didn't know that existed, and I wish I didn't at this point.
Neither did I. And I don't know if someone got it as a gift or what the situation was, but clearly they weren't going to use it, and they were trying to get rid of it for, I think it was like $35. So if you're looking for a pregnancy belly cast, it's out there.
Wow. That's the same kind of, well, it's not the same kind of thing, but you can make sex toys modeled after your own private parts as
I don't want to know who you're following, what you're following, what you're looking at. That's just
it's
weird.
True. You can make a, I think, both female and male toys. And,
well, yeah, wasn't
and it's a similar
in a
thing.
Movie?
It was in a movie?
Neighbors? The college kids?
Oh, that's right.
They were raising money?
Yeah, they did. You're right. That's a great movie, too, by the way.
It was.
But
it
yeah,
is very funny.
So pregnancy belly cast is ridiculous.
It's definitely different.
I think it's
what
better.
Do you do with that down the road?
That's what I was going to say. Like, where do you put that? And what do you do with it? Do you hang it on the wall? Is it in the kids' room? Like, haunting them?
Right? This is your pre-birth
picture?
Yeah,
this is you before you came out. That's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
But the picture they had did actually include the women's breast jewels as well.
Excellent.
So that's even creepier for the poor kid.
Yeah. Do you know how you ate for the first few months of your life?
Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah. So
I suppose you could paint it. Make it like an art project.
What, like a topographical map out of it?
No, not a topographical map. Stretch marks and all. No. But you could paint it up kind of cool to make it look like it's not a pregnancy belly. You can even make it like a...
like a tattooed pregnancy belly?
Like a globe or something, yeah. I think you could have fun with it.
I think it's just weird.
It's weird. It is weird, but I'm trying to make it less creepy.
No,
I guess,
there's nothing you can do with that. Unless you're going to use it to, like, take pictures of your maternity clothes to sell them.
Oh, maybe. You could use it as a model.
You could use it as a model, but other than that, I don't see a purpose. That's just, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bizarre thing.
So
I wish you didn't share that because it's pretty weird.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of Facebook, we are starting a Facebook group page.
Does that mean we'll have groupies?
So no, but I've been researching things and I've discovered that apparently Facebook pages are less effective than Facebook groups based off of the algorithms that determines what's in your feed.
Well, you know, it is all about algorithms. He's pretty self.
That dude can keep a beat though. For sure. So we're going to be starting that. And if you get an invitation for the Antisocial Isolation Podcast Facebook group, please accept it and join it because that's where we're going to start doing kind of updates and things like that. And we're experimenting with some new ways of sharing not just the podcast, but also of kind of putting little clips out there of things and animations. So it's going to be fun. But we got to get you on the Facebook group page. So when you get an invitation, please accept it.
Yes. And share it.
Share it, yeah. Tell other people.
Yeah.
Because people need to hear this. I think there's a lot of real life lessons that get shared here that...
Absolutely.
You probably wouldn't hear unless you're spending like 36 minutes a week with us. It's educational. It's informative. We're on the cutting edge of...
creepy Facebook posts.
Sure. Yeah. Anyhow.
I think that should be a regular segment.
Creepy Facebook posts?
I'm going to try to remember to do that. What have I found is the creepiest thing on Facebook Marketplace in the past week?
There is no try. Do or do not.
Yeah. You're not Yoda. Stop.
Well, no. I'm not Yoda. I'm Joda. Oh, God.
Wah, wah, wah.
We were scrambling for dinner, though, so shout out to LTs, right? We went to the local LTs, which we frequent regularly.
We do. They're very close, so it's convenient when we're lazy. Today was a super lazy day,
I think,
because it was like, today's the first crappy, dreary, cold day of
like
this
Seattle.
Yeah.
And the Bills, as of right now, are crapping themselves.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk about it because that's like suicidal kind of level.
I realize, as I said, shout out to LTs. I think I say shout out too much. Anytime we go somewhere...
Well, because
I'm always like shout out to
places. So
I know, but I
people
don't have to
should
say
know about it.
Shout out all the time. Seems kind of dated.
No, you know what phrase is dated that I really don't like, and you know I don't like it, and you say it just to annoy me.
Which one?
Back in the day. That whole phrase can go to hell.
Wow. Jesus.
It just annoys the crap out of me.
It's a rather visceral reaction to just a saying.
Oh, yeah. It's just, yeah.
But yes,
mm-hmm.
I do say shout out too much. I'll try not to.
What else are you going to say?
I don't know. But shout out to me for recognizing I say it too much, I suppose, right? You know, back in the day, you would appreciate that type of thing.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
and good night, folks.
Brings this episode to a conclusion.
Shortest one yet. Oh, my God. There was, what the heck was it? Oh, big news potentially coming up in the podcast in November, about a month away.
That's right. There was a little bit of show talk this weekend.
Yeah. So we had everybody over at the house. It's Pizza Friday. Every other week we do pizza with the kids, and we end up gaming, playing games, board games, card games, whatever, for a few hours. It's super fun. But prior to all of that commencing, it was maybe the idea was floated out of with our wedding anniversary coming up in November, our 14th year.
Yes.
Woo. That maybe we get all three of the kids. Actually, they propose this. Mm-hmm. So all three of the kids will join us on the podcast. And basically, I don't know if they're going to like fact check us or kind of like trying to like behind the scenes.
I don't know
us.
What
I
they've
know,
got up their sleeves.
But I found it super interesting that Corey has been taking notes on listening to the podcast for this very reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to make that happen.
We might be in trouble.
No, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be so much fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah, because if you listen to our nonsense and stupidity, this stuff is genetic. So, I mean, you're going to hear some of the same silliness from the offspring
here. Yeah, and I feel
like
they've got enough time to really strategically plan. And
they do.
Plot,
they do for sure, but they're not going to. I don't think the boys would care enough. I think Corey's preparing for it, but
she might try to keep him on track, unbeknownst to
maybe.
Us.
Maybe. Well, if she listens to this, she's probably like, "That's a good idea." So thanks for putting that in your head, goofball. Yeah, but that's going to be super fun.
Well, they're all working college students, so you know.
Yeah.
You got to give them a break. They're doing what they can do, man.
They definitely are. Yeah. So
that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You know what else is pretty interesting?
Me?
No.
What?
Artificial intelligence.
Whoa! Where did this come from? Sudden peak in the interest of something like that.
I think it's kind of scary. Of just the idea of artificial intelligence.
Well, if you listen to
we're going to be like taken over by robots and stuff.
Well,
it's probably going to happen.
That Elon Musk thing that's being developed, whatever, Neuralink, which is basically like a computer in your head.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on Rogan a while ago, they were kind of talking about that in the Neuralink thing, and I think Rogan asked something like, how crazy is it going to be when you have all the information in the world kind of at your fingertips? And Elon Musk lifted up his phone and goes, "You already do. Like, we already have all this here, but imagine not having to have the phone. You could just do that." So let's hear what you got to say on that, though.
Well, mine wasn't nearly as that crazy or outrageous, but it was
not outrageous.
I mean, it wasn't as Google. Like, you know, you think of Google as just being a search engine company kind of thing, but they have artificial intelligence stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their parent company is Alphabet, I think.
Yeah. They came up with artificial intelligence that can read mammograms. And interestingly enough, it is more accurate than the doctors.
Did you read this article?
Mm-hmm.
How does this happen? How is that possible?
Well, you figure if a radiologist, who is what I believe is the individual
somebody that's
that
on the
probably,
radio.
Oh, God. Anyways, the radiologist, you know, a doctor that reads things like x-rays and CAT scans and mammograms.
Cat Stevens.
Sure, Cat Stevens.
Cat scratch
that
fever.
You figure that has a margin of error. It's human error, right? So whatever reading you get is only as good as the radiologist,
mm-hmm.
which we will put an asterisk on because that's going to be my next topic. So you figure with artificial intelligence, it is strictly... So just as a matter of fact, with mammograms, you get a percentage of false positives and false negatives, right? So they do it and they say, oh, look at this, blah, 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 right? This artificial intelligence was, I believe they said in U.S. cases that were tested, I think it was like 90,000 cases, there was between a 9 and 10% more accurate at reducing, I believe it was false positives. And
really?
A 3% at reducing false negatives.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
So, you know, who needs radiologists anymore?
Whoa.
And secondly, I want this information to be readily available on all doctors.
I'm going to go ahead and say that a dude is developing this technology, because why would the focus be on boobs from artificial intelligence when you can do endless things?
Because let's face it.
Somebody's like, we got to
work
on boobs.
Breast cancer is a huge topic, right?
Hmm.
Eh. Think of all the fundraising you hear and all the awareness of cancers. Breast cancer is huge. It has its own dedicated month.
It has a whole month?
Yes. All of October is like Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Can I sidetrack us for 1 second? Speaking of months, if anybody listening to this did not watch Bill Burr's monologue on Saturday Night Live, I guess at this point, two ago, because he was on whatever, the weekend before this past one, you have to go watch it. He talks about things, and he is a master of bringing up subjects that might be taboo or anything, but finding the twist in them and finding a way to make these things funny, and it's freaking hilarious. So that's done. Side note, watch that.
Are you done with your shout out to Bill Burr?
That was a side note, not a shout out.
Anyways, so back to my asterisk that I mentioned earlier.
You did.
I want to know and have access to the grades of and college transcripts, medical school transcripts for MDs.
Why?
Because I want to know whether my doctor was in the top 10% of his class or bottom 5. I want to know whether he graduated with honors or did he just skate by.
Wow.
What?
You think that should be made public?
Yes.
It's like doctor shaming almost. What if they did that for your job? What if they were like, here, we're going to rate the analysts.
All right.
Publicly.
Bring it on, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's unwarranted confidence showing up again.
Oh, it's
already.
Totally
nice.
Warranted. Totally warranted.
You're like, ooh, all right. I'm up for that.
You're dealing with people's lives.
Yes, but even if they weren't in the top of their class, they are still very intelligent and highly trained individuals.
They're trained. But if they got D's and that's not who I want. I want to wait the extra month to get an appointment with the guy that got all A's.
I see. Why don't you ask that when you're finding a new doctor or a specialist? Can you let me know where this individual graduated in their class, please? And then you can fact check that, I'm sure.
I'm not sure. That's what my point is. It's probably not readily available.
I bet you it is.
You can get, their accolades, or if they were, received special awards, things like that, I'm sure. But if they were not top of their class, if they were not the honor student, you're not going to get that information.
That's like, I don't know about that.
I think once you
achieve that certification or doctorate or licensing, whatever it is, then it shouldn't matter. You did it. Doesn't matter where you were.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
there are really good doctors. There are mediocre doctors, and then there are some not-so-good doctors. And this is in all specialties and aspects of the practice.
I used to have a not-so-good doctor.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Little Indian dude that ended up banging some of his patients. Yeah.
Is the fact that he was Indian, did that really matter?
It did, because he had such an accent. That's how I learned how to talk like that a little bit, because I listened to him so much. It was great. But, it's funny. I see in, a lot of, the home inspection stuff online, too, that or in Facebook groups, ironically. Anyway, there are a lot of people that fail that exam multiple times before they pass.
Yeah.
But they eventually pass.
Okay.
So they've achieved that licensing.
They finally got an exam. They had the correct selection of questions.
Yeah,
they knew the answers to.
Just have to say I passed mine on my first try. I haven't done shit with it, but I passed it. Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. That's interesting.
Think of that next time you need to have a doctor for some reason.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I will think about that.
Speaking of which, maybe I'll research that. I just made my appointment for my annual physical coming up next month.
You're going to research your own doctor who you've already gone to.
You know what? I've only gone to her once, and it was as a default because my doctor left the practice. So I didn't actually choose her. I was kind of provided her.
This is your girl doctor? Your girly parts doctor?
No, no.
Oh, I thought you were seeing some dude. Some older guy that you and your brother are both seeing.
Dude, where are you? I left that doctor years ago.
Oh, I'm clearly
like 2 years ago.
I'm not up to date on Doc. Did he not have good grades in college? Is that why you left?
You know what? I don't know. But he was just a little off and a little bit wacky, so it was time for me to part ways with him.
I see.
He didn't even have a nurse working in his office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a doctor and a nurse. He had multiple certificates and degrees.
I can't speculate.
And then you would be like, all right, your grades weren't that great, but you've done both of these programs, and that in and of itself is impressive.
No, but when you show up for your physical, and rather than actually weighing you, he says, do you know how much you weigh?
All right, maybe not that guy. Maybe somebody else. He's like, I don't know, I'm just filling shit in.
He's like, yeah, whatever.
You okay? Your blood pressure's fine.
He's like, you don't look obese, so I'm not going to worry about it too much.
Anything hurt? All right, get out of here, you son of a bitch. Great job.
Yeah, that was the guy that told me I shouldn't run so much because it's bad for my knees.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 minutes later, started telling me that his wife was training for a marathon. to which I promptly responded, does she have bad knees?
The response should have been, well, she's probably not on her knees that much based on the looks of you, so.
Oh!
I thought this yesterday and I mentioned to you, and I still don't have line. This is not political, guys. Whatever. But there was all those memes and stuff about Joe Biden, like, sniffing kids' hair or sniffing hair. And I just found it funny that after all that, he chooses a running mate whose name is Harris. I don't know what there's a joke there somewhere, and I'm not funny enough to come up with it, but the guy that sniffs hair chooses Harris.
Yeah,
but his advisors are like, Joe, there's a lot of other qualified people here that are probably going to be a better fit for you. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. There's something about her name. It just works for me.
You've got such issues, man.
Biden Harris.
Such issues.
Vote for whoever you want, people. I don't give a shit. It's just funny. And if you can't laugh at stuff, then you're boring and you suck.
Yeah, I feel like that's getting lost in society, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know that we've even, when our kids were little, was almost like one of the lessons of, you have to learn to laugh at yourself in life.
Yeah. And it's okay to laugh at other things
seriously
and people.
Yeah. Because it's the only way, you know, we're all imperfect and we all have quirks and that kind of thing. You got to embrace them and laugh at yourself.
And
that's all right.
You can make a joke about something and not have it represent your thought process overall or whatever
your
you want to say.
Sure.
Right. Your beliefs.
Sure.
That's, again, why you should go watch Bill Burr's monologue from Saturday Night Live, because it's very much on point with what we're talking about right here.
Is he paying you? Are we getting paid for these plugs and you're not telling me?
I don't know. Maybe. I should check with him. I haven't talked to him in 48 years, so I don't know. But, no, but it's true. I mean, like, and the stuff that we talk about on here is probably pretty reserved compared to the stuff that we say off mic. I mean,
true.
we don't hide much here, but I mean, you know, I laugh at some really awful things, and not like bad awful, but just like off taste or, you know, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, you might be a horrible human being.
I probably am. You should check what kind of grades I got in school. See if I'm worthy of being a good human being or not.
Have you ever taken an ethics class? I think that's the one that I need to check on.
What does ethics mean?
Oh,
but seriously, yeah, you gotta laugh at stuff. Life is goofy and annoying and a pain in the ass. You gotta freaking laugh. Who cares? People need to stop getting offended at shit.
I take offense to that.
You're one of them.
Yes.
Congrats. You've officially become
what?
An asshole.
I think that probably happened a long before we even met.
That is genetic as well, I think. Oh, shit.
Old news, dude.
Yeah, well, you're my kind of asshole, lady, so congrats. You had mentioned Google and that AI stuff. In driving around for work and stuff like that, I recognize how crappy the roads are everywhere. Roads are shit in Western New York.
Yeah.
And they're going to get even worse because we're coming on winter. It's a big...
I was going to say, they're probably in their best condition now because we just came off of construction season.
But it seems like sometimes when you're doing like Google Maps interactions that it's picking the route with the shittiest roads.
Well, that's because that's how I programmed the Google Maps in your phone.
Joke's on you. Usually the other guy has it programmed in his phone. So there. But either way, it
I
is...
spoke with his wife.
Son of a bitch. Women suck. Yeah, I mean, it feels like most of the time it's taking me on the worst routes, and the roads are freaking terrible everywhere. So Google has probably like the fastest route, most scenic route, I don't know, and then shittiest route
the pothole route.
The pot route. Speaking of which, too, I mean, I just mentioned this earlier. I go into other people's houses frequently during a day because of my position, right?
Right.
I told you after work just today, in fact, I am amazed at how many houses reek of weed as soon as we walk in there. Like, it's ridiculous. And I don't care, but I mean, it's just hilarious how...
Technically, it is still illegal.
It is illegal, yes. Yeah. I don't care, but... It amazes me. And I said, I think we're missing out on something by not doing it.
I don't know if we're missing out.
I don't know either.
But I'll stay over here.
There's a lot of houses that smell like the old cannabis.
The old walk reefer. In there.
Yeah. In fact, when I got our food at LT's earlier today, there was some, I don't know, 20-something kid in line before me. And as he walked past me, he reeked a pot.
Duh, he's got munchies.
I'm just saying. It's everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So that's multiple times today that I've smelt weed. True.
I gotta have a question for you.
Okay. I'll listen.
Are you afraid of anything?
Am I afraid of anything?
Yeah. Like, do you think you have any phobias?
I don't know. I don't think so, other than my normal, neurotic crap that I fear failing on stuff. I don't like snakes. I don't know if I have a phobia of them, though. I just avoid them.
You might. You won't even let me own a snake.
Yeah, we're not going to have a snake in a house. It's stupid.
But we all wanted one.
I don't care. I'm using my veto power. Vito Corleone.
You don't really have veto power. We just said fine.
Yeah, that's not a fight you want to go battle. We're not getting a snake. Anyway, why? Do you have fears? Were you afraid to ask me that question?
No.
Oh. Why are you inquiring?
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything that would really qualify as a phobia. I mean, I don't like heights in certain situations, but it's not paralyzing me where I would say it's a phobia.
You don't really like spiders.
Well, nobody likes spiders.
I know, but
I mean, I'm not terrified of them. I'll, if they're there and I have to kill them, I will.
Oh, then why do you call me so often?
Because they're usually on the ceiling and I can't reach them.
I can't reach them either. Our ceilings are 9 feet tall.
If you hadn't noticed, it's usually every time I ask, say, Joe, you're like, what?
I know what it is. I usually just instantly grab a wad of toilet paper because I know I'm going to kill an insect.
There you go.
Or an arachnoid, I guess. Or arachnid. I don't know.
So anyways, according to Google.
Yes.
The most Googled fear this year was anthropophobia. And I'm not sure I'm saying that properly, but anthropophobia potentially something
fear
like
of
that.
Anthrax. Fear of ants marching?
No, fear of other people. Very appropriate for 2020. Back in April, it spiked. People were all Googling. Yes, fear of other people.
Fear of other people is a real thing.
Yeah, and it was made up 22% of all the fears searched nationwide in 2020.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
I don't know if it's impressive. I think it's a little weird.
Shout out to the fear of the year right there.
Oh, boy. What do you think here in New York?
Number one fear is?
The most searched fear was.
Fear of tyrannical governors.
No, but that would be incredibly accurate.
Fear of liquor stores closing.
Man, but there's got to be a real word for that, right?
Fear of pizza shortage. Fear
okay,
of...
Okay, do you want to stop yet? Or
beer
know
I don't know. Yeah, what is it?
No, it was actually philophobia.
What is it?
Philophobia?
Fear of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Philadelphia cream cheese.
It's actually the fear of falling in love or intimacy.
Oh, philophobia is the fear of falling in love or intimacy.
Yes, and that was here in New York. Apparently that was an issue this year.
Hmm. This year?
Yes, for 2020 so far.
Does that just coincide with the other anthropophobia thing because people are afraid to be intimate or fall in love with somebody during this time?
Maybe. Listen, there's no deep-seated analysis on this. It's just pure facts.
Anal analysis?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't want to know about your anal analysis.
In Florida, accurately enough, it was germophobia, of course.
At the state that's wide open.
Right. California, what do you think their biggest fears were this year?
Fear of a weed shortage. Nope. Fear of wildfires. That would be a legit one.
Fear of
earthquakes.
But if you're in fear of those things, you're not taking time to Google them.
Fear of...
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there.
Shit, what?
It's...
Say it.
And
let me guess what it
things.
Is.
Nomophia. Nomophia.
Nomophia?
Nomophia.
Nomophia. Fear of somebody saying no mo to you.
Yep. No, it's actually frightened of having no cell phone.
Oh.
That is their
biggest makes total
fear
sense.
On good old California.
They got a lot of problems they got to deal with apparently, huh?
They're worried about not having their cell phones.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yep. And in Massachusetts, they're afraid of the dark.
They're wimps.
And Indiana's afraid to be alone.
Afraid of the dark.
Yep. So that
Ma,
my friends,
it's
is
dark.
Fears.
Fears by states. Stay tuned for the next 45 states.
Tears for fears.
Tears for fears. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. They're sowing the seeds of love somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After they're trying to rule the world.
They didn't even take a real scientific poll with that. They just said, everybody shout it out loud what your favorite best fear is. What? No?
Okay, this has gone too far.
No, but it's cool. We went and we did something normal again this weekend. We went to a wedding and a wedding reception.
We did.
Yeah, your cousin's daughter was getting married.
Yes.
And it was fun to do something normal again.
It was.
Here's yeah. But one thing we both kind of commented on was there was a DJ, of course, as weddings have, and this DJ happened to be like a 60-something-year-old bald guy that probably shouldn't tuck his shirt in, and
no,
yeah, and he tried to talk, like he was a hip young kid.
Yeah,
he's talking to the mic like, "I, sup y'all," all kinds of shit.
It was so awkward.
Ridiculous. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But also, speaking of AI, I guess, kind of, or somewhat of it, the next day, I got a Facebook notification.
That's right.
Because we took, a picture was taken of us, your mom and your brother, who were there with the bride and groom.
Yes.
And, like, I'm not friends with these people. This is actually the first time I met these people. So there's no...
So there's no linkage between you and any of these people on Facebook.
Social media leakage, anything. Leakage?
Leakage.
Speaking of leakage, I got to go see the doctor. I'm going to find out what grades he got first before I go see him.
Uh-huh.
But there's a picture posted, and Facebook sent me a notification saying there is so-and-so posted a picture that might include you.
Yep.
And it had a little square around my face. Like,
yep.
It's fucking new.
Face.
That's creepy as hell. I don't like that at all. That's all facial recognition nonsense. Oh.
They got you, man.
I don't like it.
You are in so much trouble.
Yeah, well, I didn't tag myself, so we'll see what happens. But I think it was just kind of creepy in general that Facebook was able to... I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I was just kind of caught off guard that
Yeah, that's never happened to me before, picture but I don't allow people to take my picture that often.
It shows up and they're like, hey, man, this is you. I know.
Hey, FYI, people have your picture.
I'm aware that's me.
Maybe they're doing it kind of like a, we got your back.
Wouldn't it be
in case there was like a picture out there that you didn't want people to know about or to see.
It would be kind of creepy if they tagged me in one of those and it was a completely different event, different thing, but this person looked just like me.
I was going to say like a completely different dude.
That would be like doppelganger. That would be awesome to find out, I think.
That would.
That part would be cool. Interesting. Let's make that happen, Facebook. Zuckerberg. Shit on
Get
that.
Get on that shit.
Yeah, man.
He doesn't have anything else going on. He doesn't have any like pending government subpoenas or anything.
I'm sorry, I have to appear before Congress then. Can we talk about this later?
Eh, he's done that before.
Yeah, I guess. But he's a creep when it comes in front of that, too. If you always see clips of him, he's just so awkward and weird.
Yeah, he's a computer nerd.
Yeah. What else been going on this week?
As opposed to just being a nerd like you.
Die. I forgot to buy deodorant. I just thought of this. Because we were talking about it yesterday. And I'm not going to go now. Crap.
Did you need to verbalize that?
Yes, it came into my head. I had to get it out. There's a song in my head.
Okay.
Lori Berkner, baby. Yeah.
I wonder if she's still on at all.
I'm sure she's
I wonder if anybody out there has any idea what we're talking about.
Some people do, yes.
You think?
Yeah. Lori Berkner, what was that on? Was that on
Other
like
than our
Nickelodeon?
Children who used to watch.
Was that Nickelodeon she would pop up on between?
Was it maybe? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Was it, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Lori Berkner.
Was it Nickelodeon or maybe like the Disney Channel? One of those kids channels that their children
well,
used sang, to listen
to. She sang kids songs and.
So just for the world to know, if you're young parents, all those shows that you're watching with them will stick in your head for the rest of your life. And their songs
as
well.
They should.
So that when you're, 47 and your children are pretty much grown adults, things will still pop in your head like, there's a song in my head and it wants to come out.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Sounds better when she sings it, though.
No, it doesn't. You sound beautiful, honey.
You are so full of shit. We've covered this already.
Oh, God. Real quick, because we're right up against it, like a minute. We've already started Christmas shopping, at least.
We did. We bought a couple of
items. Yeah, I'm starting to pay attention to the ads that come into my emails and seeing if there's some things that I can pick up for Christmas. But funny, because this happened, I don't know if it was last year, I think, but because I get 8 million Groupon emails, that there was one that I remember because I talked about this and like that helium comedy class thing that I took, like actually wrote this down as kind of like my first bit, but there was a Groupon ad that I got that had selling discounted TSA pre-checks. So security lines at airports,
they're selling
discounts on that, which is ridiculous. You don't want to discount government things, especially when it relates to security. However, in the same email were female, quotes, massagers. So Groupon selling security clearance checks. In the same emails, they're selling, like, dildos.
Okay, so I have a question. Do you have to... How do you sell a TSA check?
I don't know how it works.
You don't pay to go through the security line. You just have to do it.
Have you talked to me? I'm not the kind of person that digs into these things. I just find things silly or interesting, and that's it. Very high level. Very high level.
Yeah, I feel like that was a scam.
Well, I don't know. I didn't order it, so I don't know, but... They keep your eyes out for some interesting emails, and if something pops up, you got to bring it on here. Because if you get TSA pre-check discounts and dildos in the same email, it's a winner.
If you say so.
By the way, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
The TSA checks, I know it.
For all the traveling we do.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that can be another upcoming item with the holidays approaching. The strangest things sold by Groupon.
There you go.
Because there's some weird shit that they
sell.
They
do have some weird stuff, yeah. A lot of massages, too. Kind of creepy.
Yeah. I don't know how many massages are out there, though.
I bet you a lot of the people that buy that shit wear robes. Should we end this?
Yeah. You probably should have ended it 36 minutes ago.
14 years ago.
boom.
All right, lady. Well, can't wait to see you next week.
It's been lovely chatting with you, sir.
Oh, thank you. I love you very much. Bye.